Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Of course, yes, we are Nigeria Info, 99.3, 7 minutes inside the hour. Lagos, good morning to you. If you're just tuning in, you're welcome. This is Nigeria's biggest conversation, Nigeria Info FM, Lagos, Nigeria Info FM, Abuja, Nigeria Info FM, Port Harcourt. And you can listen to all the stations in one place and one place only, our mobile app. You can go copy it. If you're on Android platform, go to Google Play Store, download it, and enjoy streaming live all our shows, all our radio stations across the country. If you are on iPhone, go to the App Store and go get it as well. You can go check it out on from the App Store and enjoy a seamless, very smooth live stream right there from the mobile app. Alrighty, so now let's get going. Let's get going on the show today. So we've got, we started a conversation as regards what transpired in Lagos yesterday. And the story is everywhere. In fact, Governor Wike is trending on Twitter, and quite a number of people are having the same conversation we're having right now on the radio. So, let me tell you something. We have about 129 days away to the general elections next year. About 129 days. And you should expect that, you know, politicians at this point will be busy with campaigns across the country, forming alliances, renewing alliances, forming new ones. Now, some have intensified their engagement a whole lot. Others, more candidates for different reasons. They've had to even, you know, delayed their campaign. For instance, APC are just going to inaugurate their own campaign council on Friday. But then yesterday, the River State Governor, Yesom Wike, was in Lagos, and he publicly announced his support for the incumbent in Lagos, who is from the other party, the APC. Wike is a chieftain, not just a chieftain, a strong chieftain of the PDP. That's right. Not just anybody. I mean, when you mention Wike in the political space, you are not just mentioning any name. It doesn't even matter the party. Just mention, yes, and Wike is coming. That's how important he is. And he openly endorsed Governor Sanwo-Olu for a second time in a state where the PDP as a party has been struggling, battling, strategizing to take over its affairs in a state like Lagos. I don't even know what Jandor will be thinking right now. Like, I don't even know what his camp are thinking. I don't even know what his guys are thinking, right? Although they've released a statement, they've said that, you know, it was an embarrassment, it's this, it's that, it's uncalled for and all of that. But it goes beyond that. This is what Governor Wike said yesterday. Take a listen to this, huh? Take a listen.
I came, like I said, if Samuel is not doing well, even if he belongs to my party, I won't come. So, for me, if you're in my party and you're not doing well, you will see me. If you're not in my party and you're doing well, you will see me. And that's what I stand for. And I will not regret to say that I'm in support of you. But it is a lot more than that, and we believe by the grace of God we shall continue to work together. Thank you, and God bless you.
Yeah. watch the video live right now on our live stream on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. The video is playing. And he's dancing, oh, eh? He's actually dancing. Oh my God. Okay, yeah. You see, that dance part is what I love most. Oh my God, a very good friend of mine, Daniel the Humorous, he did a very funny video of the dance, and I couldn't just get the dance off my head. Let me come hear your thought, because Lagos, really, I'm wondering, like, where will Wike's romance or bromance with the APC lead to? Where? Like the PDP in Lagos, for instance, if you're a PDP member, like what's your reaction to this? How have you reacted, or are you going to react to this, or are you just going to just let it go? The video is still playing, by the way. You can go check it out on our Facebook and our YouTube live stream. Now, why is PDP stalling? Why is PDP finding it hard, difficult to kick Governor Wike out of the party? Because obviously, you don't need an interpreter to tell you that this is anti-party. This is as blunt can get. This is as background that background can get. Like, it's that obvious that this is an anti-party activity. Nobody can spin this, right? So what more do you think the PDP need? What do you think? What's the excuse now? Or maybe the PDP can't do without Wike. Or maybe Wike is bigger than the PDP, as some callers said earlier. Just maybe. Let me talk to you, Lagos. 0700-993-993-993. You can call these lines. These lines are available. 01-277-0993. 01-277-1993. 01-277-2993. 01-277-3993. If you're a female caller, this one is specially for you. 01-465-7190. Nobody can drag that one with you. Just call that line. Just call them. 01-465-7190. For those on WhatsApp, it's 0809-597-5805. Lagos, let's talk. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Sheriff. Yes, please.
Yeah, you see how we are laughing to that song? That is the sweetest part of that drama.
I swear.
At least for now in Nigeria, let people laugh in the morning when we are presented. It's not hearing the number of people killed here and the number of people killed there. So we are enjoying the drama. Somebody said in the morning that Wike, God is using Wike to rake them. But you don't seem to understand what the lady said. He said she said rape. He said to rake them.
So what?
I don't know why people are worrying themselves.
Okay.
You know these politicians, maybe after that dance yesterday, after the whole of that Nollywood drama, in the evening or in the night, they will retire, all of them, PDP or APC, all of them will retire to one club. So guys say, don't mind them, Nigerians. Let us continue to at least. Wike has some medicinal potency of bringing down BP and stress for now. We are enjoying the drama. I like Wike. God bless all of them. Thank you.
Thank you too for calling. Daniel is here. Daniel, hi. Daniel? I'm with you now, Daniel. Daniel's no more with us. Let's take another call. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, please.
My take-off on this issue, Wike, when you are saying the PDP should suspend him, when Sanwo-Olu went to Port Harcourt, never said the APC should suspend him. When the speaker went to Port Harcourt, you never say APC.
Did these two men you mentioned, did they endorse the PDP governorship candidate?
Why did they go there? Did their party?
No, hold on.
Hold on.
Answer my question. Yes. Did they endorse the PDP candidate in River State?
No. But why did they go to Ogua Commission this thing? Is it their state? Are they a member? Is it a member of APC? Hello?
Are you done? I'm waiting for you to land. Are you done?
When you are told that Wike, you know, you should remember that what Wike has come to do in Lagos, but they judge. And Dagon.
Yeah.
They are not in good terms in Lagos. And you should know that Bade judge, this is the side of Wike. If Wike should come to Lagos, I'll come and judge this. They are paying back what they call it.
Is it also possible for Wike not to have endorsed Sanwo-Olu?
I don't say anything wrong, you know, because if Dagon know that Bade judge is his father in Lagos.
Okay.
As far as politics is concerned.
You're saying that he's not wrong. I don't want to go to Jandoy because I'm not talking about him. You're saying that he's not wrong for Wike to have endorsed Sanwo-Olu.
Yes. It's okay.
I think you've made your point. Thank you. Madam Ife has been waiting on the line for some time. Madam Ife, morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, please.
Hi, family.
Very well. Thank you.
From the tape, the video you ran just now, he has said they are going to work together. He's already the camp. I hope you heard that side.
Yes.
When he said we are going to work together, he's already an APC person. He can't sit down in PDP and be
running
that party.
I was
working with another party. It's pure antipathy. And I don't know what the NUC, NWC or SC, whatever, are doing in PDP that they can expel this man. Let you tell him to go. And let us know how many people remaining to work with. How can you come to Lagos and come and endorse how many flyovers are Sanwo-Olu built in Lagos? You have built 20 flyovers in your area and you're coming here to endorse Sanwo-Olu. For what? What kind of nonsense is that?
Madam Ife, thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Let's take another call. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Yes, please.
I don't know why Wike is endorsing Sanwo-Olu. You have not forgotten what happened at Lekki Toll-Gate. You have not forgotten. We have not forgotten all the blunder. They were asking him questions on CNN. It was just their blabbing rubbish. What is Wike endorsing? Is he encouraging a sitting governor to go ahead and endorse military or encourage military to kill innocent people? We have not forgotten.
Let me stop you right there, right? First of all, the governor cannot be said to be blabbing rubbish. That's insulting to the office of the governor. Apologies to the executive governor. Secondly, is that the governor did not say, let's stop spreading what is, and I would hate for us to go back to 2020 now. There was no proof. Nobody has been able to prove anything that the governor said, shoot these people. In fact, one of the major questions that, you know, people were asking for at that time is who gave the order. So let's not try to spin and change narrative unnecessarily. If you don't like the endorsement, just say you don't like the endorsement. It's not the time to try to be spreading what is not there, okay? But thank you though. I appreciate your call. Don't get me wrong. I truly, indeed, am very appreciative of the call. Sunday's here. Sunday, hi. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. My name is Sunday Benedict.
Welcome.
For the issue of Wike, the man is trying to destroy PDP and APC. That is just the truth. He's trying to destroy the PDP and the APC. So we all Nigerians, we need to decide what to do. PDP is not for us. APC is not for us. We'll look for another good party.
All right, Sunday.
Labour is there.
Okay.
Yeah, Labour is there for us.
Okay, Sunday. Thank you for calling me. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you.
How are you? This is Grandma from
Grandma, fine. Welcome, welcome.
Let me thank my Nana.
Nana, yes.
Yes, thank God for his life.
Thank you. Nice God, Jerry.
Yes, sir.
God bless you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
That is Grandpa.
Grandpa, speak you. Thank you. God bless you.
You too, Grandpa. You too.
For your love for me and Mama. Oh. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
So this Mwike,
yes ma'am,
you know my favorite television program is NatGeoY.
Oh wow.
Yes. Because when you see the animals, as God make them, they are orderly. I don't know why human beings don't want to be orderly as God make us. Let us leave them. One of our heroes that passed, first of all, wear beads. The other time, he said he was now a bride to all the parties, looking for somebody that will marry him. That is what our brother Wunke is doing. You know, I asked of our brother Fayoshe the other time, he said he's well. I've not heard of him too.
He's well. Is that it was at the...
We have like the...
Hello, Grandma.
So.
Okay.
And we will enjoy them. So the best thing is to let us go and vote wisely.
Okay. Okay.
That's my own advice.
Thank you, Grandma. Thanks for your thought. Appreciate it. Okay. And I think we can go to WhatsApp now. Let's go take some thoughts off of WhatsApp and then we'll come to the telephone. Here we go with a few that have dropped this morning. Let's start with this one here that says, Trish is your name. Trish says, no endorsement by Wike will change anything in Lagos. Again, Sanwo-Olu was at the helm of affairs when what happened at Tollgate happened. Period. That's Trish who put that across. Trish, thank you. Let's see who is here again. This person says, you see, I think Wike is working for Obi undercover. You people can overthink. Why are you overthinking this thing? Undercover how? Also the SCIA, have you? Okay, Vincent is in first tag. And Vincent says, wow, this is long though. It says, honestly speaking, our leaders are the problem we are having in... The 300 million naira the governor donated to the women wing of APC is uncalled for. If the money is too much for him, he should have gotten 300 beneficiaries in his state and give them 1 million naira each for empowerment. Okay. All right. Vincent, thank you for sharing. All right. I'm going to head out now. It's time for that quick break. When we return from the quick break, we take more reactions from you. My lines are blinking. And we have a game at hand, by the way. We have one shot. One shot. I hope to give out the 5K to... three or four people this morning. So get ready for one shot game. One person would win 5K or more than one, actually. That's the least. At least one person should win. So stay here on Nigeria Info, please. We are the nation's biggest conversation. I'll be back. The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 8:41, going to 42 in a matter of 9 seconds. Welcome back to the Morning Crossfire. Today we're looking at Governor Wike's open endorsement of Governor Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu of Lagos State. Yeah, okay. So this is what happened. If you can watch on Facebook, please watch. If you can watch on YouTube, please watch as well. I'm going to play the video back right now. But if you can't watch, just listen to the audio on the radio. Okay. Here is what transpired in Lagos yesterday.
So, for me, if you're in my party and you're not doing well, you will see me. If you're not in my party and you're doing well, you will see me. And that's what I stand for. And I will not regret to say that I'm in support of you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was enjoying that. 01-277-0993, 01-277-1993, 01-277-2993, and 01-277-3993. Or just call the smart number 0700-993-993-993. Female only line is 01-465-7190. That's for female callers only. 01-465-7190. Should Wike just voluntarily leave the party? He has said separately that he's not going anywhere. Would I hear? How to go anywhere? You don't talk him. Or should the party kick him out? Is PDP even ready? PDP's house is in utter confusion, utter chaos, as you can see. But what should PDP do at this point? Is Wike bigger than the party? Is Wike the strongest man in the party? Lagos, let's stop. Please make it 60 seconds when you call me, okay? Good morning to you. Our call is gone. I'm going to jump on another one. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you, madam.
Yeah, let me go quickly.
Yes, ma'am.
This week, I came to Lagos. I think it's getting too far. It's evil. It's affecting we, everybody in Nigeria should concern. It's trying to introduce another bad thing into the politics of Nigeria. And soon, other governor who started copying it, we was condemning. The way he's doing it is not good at all. They have to change.
Okay.
Because at no time, I would have come from the beginning. They say, even if he's the one, this I'll guarantee he's going to be choose to be our president. That's bad record. He has to control himself.
Okay, okay. But do you think PDP should leave him alone or should?
They cannot leave him alone. You know how all of us should know how PDP was structured. That is why they cannot control. But Nigeria should tell him off.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much for your thought. I'm going to speak with Agwoma now. Agwoma, hi. Good morning to you.
Yeah. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
It's Agwoma. Now, we may all blame Wike for whatever is going on, but we don't know what exactly the cabal have done in the party. Sometimes we say, is he greater than the party? Do you know few individuals may have done choosing the candidates they want, ignoring the party's policies and constitution to impose few people on them, having in mind that the moment they finish doing all those things, they set up a reconciliatory committee to go and appease the rest that are disgruntled. This is the thing. Many parties, it goes across all the parties, political parties, and Wike is a force standing against that. And secondly, I don't know how Wike have carried along the other four governors. Are they aware of what Wike have done? So that, you know, when you come together...
You know, they only just returned from Spain some days ago.
So who is Optum going to endorse? Who is Makinde going to endorse? So are they tearing themselves apart? Because their cohesion has been the force that the PDP has been scared of.
Thank you, Agwoma. Thank you. I'm going to get an anonymous caller now. Anonymous, morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you.
I just wanted to say that what you said earlier about someone who not being, wasn't proven and all that. If you're taking into consideration leadership as it is, he is the one at the helm of affairs, so he's responsible for whatever happened to people under his watch. So he cannot absolve him from anything, because it's his time. He's supposed to know whatever happens under his watch.
I mean, look, you can say that under the context of leadership, yes, but not to bluntly now say that he gave the order.
No, I'm not saying he gave the order.
Yeah,
but he's responsible for it. You can't absorb him of that.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
With
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. I won't want to dwell on that because it's not our focus, huh? Good morning to you. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, please. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Sheng, calling from Nigeria.
Sheng, you need to be more audible, okay? So let's talk to you. Let's talk.
All right. As for we obedient, we are very, very happy what is happening. We are happy. And can you hear me?
I'm with you, Sheng.
Yeah, we are very, very happy. And nobody is going to stop Wiki. They are not able to pray that Wiki should stop. It's likely to...
You are enjoying the drama, V.
We are not going to tell rats not to eat poison, Holy Communion. If you continue. As they do with the sweet toast.
Okay, all right. Thanks for calling me. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is Nwabueze from Abuja.
Nwabueze, oh yeah, let's talk.
What is happening in PDP is that PDP cannot expel Wike because...
Nwabueze, don't go.
We still continue to talk about them. That is why, because of the impunity in PDP,
okay,
we cannot suspend Wike.
We
don't know the secret of the whole PDP.
And the entire PDP. Thank you to Mr. Nwabueze. Let's leave it here this morning. Our shows are lined up in such a way that it's back to back, so it's not the last time you would hear or, you know, contribute to this story going on right now of the open endorsement of Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu by PDP Governor. Yes, on Wike, but we have to leave it here this morning. Thank you all for being a part of the conversation. It's time for us to give out money on the one-shot game. I'm ready. Let's go.
You have one shot. Let's play one shot.
Let's play! It's one shot. 0700-993-993-993, 01-277-0993, 01-277-1993, 01-277-2993, and 01-277-3993. Lagos, let's play one shot. Let's play one shot.
You have one shot. Let's play one shot.
There you go, my first caller is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning, what's your name?
I'm Sunday.
Sunday, where are you calling me from?
Ikeja.
You've got one shot, Sunday. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Who invented the electric battery? Sunday, don't jackpot. Sunday, jackpot. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Bro, Quadri.
Morning to you. What's your name?
Steve.
Who?
Steve is the name.
Steve, let's play one shot. Are you ready?
Yes.
The world's largest exporters of rugs, rugs, R-U-G-S, is?
Brazil.
You said what?
Brazil.
Brazil? Oh.
Yes.
I'm sorry, brother. You're wrong on that one. Okay, let me take another call. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
My name is Ade.
Ade?
Yes.
One shot, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Which of these countries doesn't have a provision for capital punishment in its laws? A, Russia. B, South Sudan. C, United States. D, Italy.
United States.
Ade, is that your final answer? You can't even change it, so Ade, you're wrong, huh? I'm sorry, yeah? You're so wrong, huh? Okay, let me jump on another call. My time. No winner yet. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Edith.
One shot. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready, please.
Okay, let's play.
One shot. Let's play one shot.
Your question is this. Which of these languages is not one of the top five most spoken languages in the world? A, Mandarin, that's Chinese. B, Spanish. C, French. D, Portuguese. Which of them is not in the top five?
A, Mandarin.
Mandarin.
Yes, please.
Ah, no, you are wrong, eh? Sorry, yeah, you're so wrong. 8:54. I can't risk it anymore. Unfortunately, I don't have a winner on one shot today. I'm sad. I'm I'm very sad. The game will return on What's Up Lagos at 10. So watch out for that one if you'd like to be a winner on One Shot today. But that's our show on the Morning Crossfire. I'm going to take the news now. After the news, I'll still be here because it'll be time for Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu, and I'm hosting it. And we'll do Dear Bumi today. So stick around. Don't go anywhere. 99.3 Nigeria Info, Sheriff Quadri, signing out on the Morning Crossfire.